crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
Welcome back to the show. Time for a baseball edition of the Coach's Corner. There's a lot of Little League baseball going on right now. And we just got word about 2 hours ago that the Carbon Blue 12-year-old squad, state champions. And that team defending their state championship, which is always very difficult to do. That roster, Hayden Tallarico, Ryland Hart, Peyton and Paxton Kimber, Jordan Fawcett, Jacob Robertson, Mike Schmitz, Kobe Cruz, Kay Dimmick, Jacob Vasquez, Dallin O'Neill. The manager of that team is Matt Tallarico. His assistant coaches are Bob Fawcett and Junior O'Neill. And we actually have Matt Tallarico joining us right now over the phone. Matt is on his way home from Beaver, where the tournament took place, but he's kind enough to call in today. Matt, great as always to get you on. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jordan.
Yeah, definitely. Matt, you're joining us over the phone. You guys are, just wrapping up what's been a very fun week, I know, for you. The Carbon 12-year-old squad actually won the state championship today. That's always exciting.
Oh, man, we were really excited to get back and defend our title. That was a blast.
They say it's always tougher to win the second. Is that true?
I think there's more nerves. The kids know what it feels like, and so they want to do it again. And last year we were very calm. This year coming into it, we were calm all the way up to almost game time, and the nerves were going, and it was definitely harder the second time around.
Well, when we look at this team, there's a lot of great kids on this squad, a lot of kids that I know that you've kind of gone up the ranks with, right?
Absolutely. I've had these boys for some of them 5 years, some of them 3 years, so... I followed them all the way through, and it's a great, talented team.
I want to ask you, being a coach with Little League Baseball, I know that All-Stars, there's so much emphasis put on All-Stars. Knowing that you won the state championship last year and there was an opportunity to do it again this year, is it tough? Is it lackadaisical to get through that regular season before you get into All-Stars?
It can be. Just because you're at such a high level in All-Stars, you're seeing everybody's best. The lineups are tough from top to bottom, so it does get hard to keep that focus on, with these boys. And they have to show us the regular season to make an All-Star team. So it's a different type of baseball, and it has to build on, their mental toughness, that type of stuff.
Well, you guys go 5-0. Walk us through the five games, Matt. What was the most difficult challenge, and when did it kind of click in your mind that you were going to be state champs again?
Well, it was coming out the gate against Richfield. They have a boy that's matured real early. He was over 6 feet tall. He threw a hard, hard baseball with a really different and unique windup. And that game stood out the most. He kind of held us down. I think it was 5-1 going into the fifth inning. And then it went up to 8-1, and we were pretty confident from there. After we've seen that team. The kids just got going. The hitting got easier and easier in the second game. I believe that was against Milford. We just kind of ran him off out of the ballpark. It was 15-3, and then unfortunately we had to play our Carbon Blue team, which you never want to travel that far to play. Play the black team, excuse me, and so that was fun. After that we just kind of waited for Beaver. We ended up having to play them twice. The first game was a great game, 5-3, and then, we've just seen their pitcher so many times that you can only throw a kid so much at good players before they get their timing. And in the championship game, the 20-3 was, the boys were just on. So I had a feeling we were going to win it going down, and I'm glad they did.
You mentioned that you guys had to go toe-to-toe with Carbon's black squad. That was in the third round. So I think that's a true testament to just how good Carbon County is as far as Little League Baseball.
Absolutely. They went out and won their very first two ball games. In my opinion, that says a lot when the second team can come down and kind of win their first two games. They had a heartbreaker against the same Richfield team that we played. As a matter of fact, come down to a boy missing home plate, and who knows what would have happened if he would have touched it. So that says a lot about the talent that's coming up through the ranks now.
You know, and I think another thing that you have to touch on is you have the Carbon Blue and you have the Carbon Black. Those kids that play on that black team, they play with a chip on their shoulder. I mean, they're at the age where they can use that as motivation.
Yeah. There's kids, anytime that you're picking all-stars and you're doing stats, and, you know, you get down to that second half of your all-star teams, you know, the 7, 8, 9, 10, something like that. Those boys sometimes are interchangeable, and you have to start building your team up where you think they could play in the outfield or infield or what their specialty is. And so some of those, the black kids, you know, they firmly believe that they could be on the A team, and I'm sure they could be on the A team. It just depends on how you build your team. But, yeah, absolutely. They had a chip on their shoulder. They come out, and they played well.
Again, our guest right now is Matt Tallarico. He's the manager of the Carbon Blue 12-year-old Cal Ripken squad that just won the state championship for the second consecutive year. Now, Matt, unfortunately, this is where the season comes to an end. You and I were talking off of the cuff during that last break, and you guys have declined the invitation to go to what would be Hawaii for the next step.
That's correct. Just with the amount of time that they give you to kind of come up with those funds, you're thousands and thousands of dollars, and it's a little bit out of the realm, so it's heartbreaking. The kids don't get to move on and play in the Pacific Southwest again. We love doing that. This team has come along so much. We have a few different players splashed here this year, and I would have really liked to see what this team could do, against those teams, against the Hawaiis and Californias, Texas, those types of teams. It would have been a lot of fun to watch, but unfortunately, it just the stars didn't line up for us.
Well, with that being said, do they care? I mean, they just won a state championship, so do they really care?
Not really. After we were done, I had a couple boys ask, and they did. I mean, right now we're in celebration mode. We're going to keep the mojo together and keep the team playing. We did get asked to go play in an invitation-only tournament in about a month that will consist of some of the better teams from across the state. So, essentially, they are going to get some different, some more baseball. It just won't be a Cal Ripken-affiliated tournament, so it should be good.
Matt, I know that you're driving and you're probably going to lose service here soon, so I'm going to make this quick. Some of the other teams, some of the other Carbon teams, I mean, we're competing across five different divisions. They all have fared pretty well throughout this week.
Carbon has had an amazing showing this week. Our 10-year-olds are playing for a state championship. They're just waiting for a team to come out. Matter of fact, South Sevier will come out. That team will play them. I have to beat them twice. So, I see the 10-year-old team winning it. The 9-year-olds took third place. They had a heartbreaker this morning. A great game till the sixth inning. It was 1-1, and then Vernal, put five up in the sixth and knocked them out. But, third place showing there. The 8-year-old, they lost their second game. They had to play three games yesterday, won all three, three again today. They're in the championship now. They won the first game. So now it's just down to do or die. If they win this one, the 8-year-olds are going to be state champs also. So very excited for Carbon Baseball right now. We're having a wonderful showing down there.
Well, it's definitely been fun. I know you're a busy guy. I mean, aside from the Little League Baseball, you're also help coaching the Price American Legion team. So it's baseball every night for you.
Oh yeah, it's Monday through. Matter of fact, it's Monday through Saturday with the Legion. Sometimes even on Sunday. So it's a fun time of the year, and I don't know. I enjoy baseball, so it's not really a headache for me. I enjoy it.
Well, I always enjoy talking with you, Matt. Congratulations once again on winning the state championship. It's impressive. It's a lot of fun, and unfortunately, this is where it ends. But I mean, you can't ask to go out on a better note. That's for sure.
Absolutely, Jordan, and we appreciate it, and thanks for having me on.
That's definitely our pleasure. Matt Tallarico, manager of the Carbon Cal Ripken Blue Squad, who just won the 12-year-old state championship defending their title. And unfortunately, as Matt just talked about, that's where their journey will come to an end. They have passed on the right to go to Hawaii and compete at Nationals. So congratulations to that team, and we will bring you the results regarding the other Little League squads as soon as they become available. Carbon with a chance to have a couple of more state champions. We're going to pause for just a moment. When we come back, I want to talk Olympics. I want to talk about the Olympics for just a moment. Last night, we watched history as Michael Phelps wins the 200-yard butterfly, qualifying for the Rio Olympics. That is the fifth time this guy has qualified for the Olympic Games, the only male swimmer to ever do that, and now he has a chance to add to his 22 Olympic medals. That's coming up next. That's what we're going to talk about when we return here on Drive Time Sports.